Hello there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is March the 12th. It's Tuesday. My name is Gary Zimak. And as we continue through this fourth week of Lent, we're going to look at the gospel from today's Mass. And, you know, I call this program Do the Impossible as a command from Jesus, because so many times he would ask people to do things, people, especially people who are seeking healing, he would ask them to do things that technically were not possible to them. But by following him, by answering his challenge, by responding and attempting to do something which, strictly speaking, was impossible, their healing would often come about. And really what it comes down to is faith. And we talked about this on yesterday's program when I mentioned the fact that some of the people in the time of our Lord would look at him performing healings and get mad that it was done on a Sunday or on a Sabbath. And we will see that example in today's gospel. And it really comes down to openness. Openness to the working and the power of Jesus. Essentially, faith. Do we wish to exercise our faith and believe that the Lord really can do the impossible? And if we have that belief, we'll see that it opens the door to miraculous healings. Let's look at the gospel today. It's John chapter 5. Verses 1 through 16. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with five porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on the way, someone else gets down there before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately the man became well, took up his mat, and walked. So we see there an example of somebody doing the impossible at the command of Jesus, and as a result, he was healed. But wait, watch this. Now that day was a Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it's not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told him, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away, since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in the temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. Now, you know, we have people here, the Jews, and we're talking about the Jewish leaders, really. That's what, when we hear about this in the gospel, they were determined that to put an end to Jesus because they didn't believe that he was who he said he was, the Son of God. They were loyal to the faith. They were loyal to the law of Moses to the point where they became closed-minded. And that's what this all has to do with. The man who couldn't walk was open enough to the command of Jesus when he said, "Pick up your mat." The man didn't say, "I can't do that." He just did it, and he was healed. On the other hand, we see people who are resistant to the miracle performed by Jesus because they thought that it shouldn't have been done on the Sabbath, because on the Sabbath, we do not work, not even to heal. It all comes down to openness and willingness to put your faith and your trust in Jesus. And I think this is a challenge for all of us today. Where do we stand? How open are we to the working of Jesus in our lives? It's something good to think about in this fourth week of Lent. Are we open to Jesus working in our life? Or are we closed-minded, shutting off potential miracles? Talk to you next time.